Thank you, Gary. Morning. I present the Krebs model. Krebs model is a model for growth, nutrient extraction, and carbon sequestration for phytotropical, native, and introduced species adapted. This work is financed by the Colombian government, by the forest industry, and for the Colombian Coffee Growers Federation. Okay. Colombia today, the coffee growing area in Colombia has 4 million hectares. And for this area zone, the growers sowing almost 1 million hectares and produce between 9 and 11 million sacks of green coffee per year. Okay. Colombia is on the Ecuador, the geographic Ecuador, and has the influence of the intertropical convergence zone. And for this reason, we only have 2 seasons, with rain and without rain, or less rain in several periods of the year. This condition, the bimodal condition, has an impact on the coffee plant, and for this reason, in the north area, has only 1 period of flowering and 1 period of production, and in the middle of the country has 2 periods of production, and in the south only 1. Okay, but Colombia has 3 long chains of the Andes, on the Andes, and we have the impact of the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Enzo, La Niña, and El Niño has a high impact, because in the Niña we have a higher rain period. The last 3 years. In the last 3 years, we have more than 25% more rain, and more rain has a big impact on the production. And we have an effect on the north winds that entry to the north coast from the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean, and move the high winds, the quantity of wind from the north to south. And we have the effect of the south, the Amazon River Basin, and move the air from south to north. But in the local specific areas, we have the component of the movement of the air from the central of the valley to the high altitude mountains, and this moving produce a microclimate that favors the coffee growing in Colombia. Okay, here you can see the behavior of several variables that associated with the high mountain and the hillside condition. You see here how the rain we have here in the on the 1,000 meters above sea level, the moving of the rain and have the high rain quantity in the almost 1,050 meters above sea level, and diminish until the high level. And the relationship between altitude and mean temperature is here, and we measure and have the models and depend on the longitude, altitude, and latitude, but in general, the temperature diminishes almost 0.6 degrees, centigrade degrees, for each 100 meters above sea level. And Associated with this is the decrease of the CO2 concentration in the air, and it's very, very, very important because this variable modulate the photosynthesis and productivity. And then another is the relative humidity that is very, very related with the rain behavior. Okay, we started this model almost 15 or 20 years ago and started to comprehension of the process, the physiological processes for the perennial crops, mainly coffee. And we started with the definition of the systems, climate, soil, plant management, pest diseases, and socioeconomic. We started with the potential as level one, and next we designed experiments to get data for deficit of excess of water, deficit of nitrogen, deficit of phosphorus, potassium, and other nutrients, and pests and diseases are included. Okay, we have a two simple model. If we can compare with the before models presented here, this is the two simple model, and the model is more for a tool for the growers to take decisions, and the growers only need the water data, soil radiation, the hydrate status, and the rain and temperature, and need only the position of the crop, latitude, altitude, and longitude. In general, we develop for each of the species, including the model. We now have almost 20 species, coffee, 16, three species native and introduced species, bamboo, native bamboos, and now include another species as corn, as another Solanum species. We studied, we have in general in Colombia, we have the network of weather station measured the solar radiation, and we need to adapt and use the speeder models to convert the sunshine to photosynthetic active radiation. And next we study the structure of the plants and study the photosynthesis, respiration, dry matter distribution, and in general the production. Okay, we use the speeder models and measure for several years and obtain the relationship between sunshine and photosynthetic active radiation, and we have the model that satisfies our necessities for the country. Okay, we study for each species the canopy architecture in relation with the distribution of the leaves and stems, and have this model and measurement of light interception, radiation interception, we calculate the coefficient of extinction for each plant and for each arrangement of plants in the field. The other is that in general for several years we measure the photosynthesis for a single leaf, but the question was how we can calculate the canopy photosynthesis for the several points that the plants are growing in the field. Okay, we used the Gaudrian model initially, but we need to validate the model, and we design chambers for measure the CO2 and in general the gas exchange in the field and the hillsides, and was really very difficult. But in general, we came to measure and obtained the several models of related with the photosynthetic active radiation and photosynthesis, the canopy photosynthesis, and the relation of temperature with the canopy photosynthesis. And we use the hillsides and the difference in altitude here from 400 meters above sea level to 3,800 meters above sea level, and put in there the whole species and measure the photosynthesis, transpiration, respiration. And we have, in general, the temperature on baseline and the optimum temperature for the photosynthesis activity. And we, because we adopt the LOVAT model for phenology in Avocado in California. Okay. We run the model, and we have a validation, verification more than validation of the model, and we see that in general, the canopy assimilation measure was similar to calculated by the model, and we accept that the model from well. For whole species, and next we introduce the dry matter distribution in the field and has the dry matter for each organ, branches, roots, stem, leaves, fruits, and other, and in general is the secret was that the whole species has the same methodology to get data for photosynthesis, for dry matter production, and all. Okay. The model can to see the effect of low altitude and high altitude for the several species. This is very, very important for us because the coffee is grow between 100 and 200, 1,000 and 2,000 meters above sea level from the equator to the 100 degrees north for longitude, and the several forestry species growing in several places from near to the sea level to more than 3,000 meters above sea level. Okay, we validate the model, and we run the model, for example, for one species, and the Krebs model produced the result at 771 meters for hectare of production, and the real data shows that was too near. This is almost 83% and 85% of precision of the model. And here for another experiment, real experiment, and we think that the model is working very, very well now. Now I introduce the another variables, CO2 increase. Why? Okay. For CO2 increase on net photosynthesis and the effect of soil water supply on net photosynthesis. And in general now, we join this model to the spatial analysis system for that because we think that the growers need this model to take decision related with climate adaptation, climate variability, and climate change. Okay, thank you. Yes. In general, now we are working with the phenological model, and insert the phenological model to model, because the flowering coffee is very, very difficult to, the knowledge is very, very difficult. We started to build index the climate and the variables from climate to construct index that is related with the phenology, and between, because the period between flowering to picking up fruits is almost 8 months. And the other team work with the broca activity and the population and how the population moves related with the temperature and other variables.
Thank you.